Zane, Z-A-N-E, Egmeyer, E-G-G-E-M-E-Y-E-R, 54-76. Today is 6-25-25. Our patient is a 49-year-old gentleman with history of hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, sleep apnea, fatty liver, peripheral vascular disease, and multiple other medical issues and problems. That comes in today feeling fantastic. Period. In the paragraph, he's been on GLP-1 Monjora. He's on 15 milligram maximum dose, has lost from 276 to 233, period. In the paragraph, he feels like his sleep apnea has gone away, although he hasn't had any testing done. His testosterone was 156, and it's being repeated today. His liver function test will be checked with history of fatty liver, as well as his hemoglobin A1C, period. His blood sugar is in the 90s. His blood pressure is in the 110 to 100. We talked about his current irbesartan and reducing that to 150 milligrams. His last cholesterol was perfect at 169, TSH, free G3, free G4, we're all within normal limits, period. The paragraph maintenance exam, he does need a colonoscopy that needs to be done, but he's not interested. I'm going to order a Cologuard for him at this time, period. Social, he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, he drinks very little, he works on a ship offshore, he's not married, he has a significant other, period. New paragraph, he's had no abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, meningitis, seizure, convulsion, even though we did see a few gallstones within the gallbladder today. That wasn't seen a year or so ago, period. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, obesity, surgery, hernia surgery, allergy, non-drug allergy. Colonoscopy scheduled for Cologuard. Eye exam, has just had an eye exam recently. He has had no evidence of bleeding or retinal damage related to diabetes. His dad died of melanoma, family history. Mom died some sort of, his mom died at a shark attack, killed by a shark while on vacation. It's true. Can you believe it? Period. Medication list. Let's make a medication list on a separate sheet of paper. Allergy, none. Hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram a day. Off Zocor / Simvastatin at this time, irbesartan 300 milligram, half a tablet a day, and Monjora 15 milligram every 4 weeks. No, every week for 4 weeks. Let's see. He immunization is up to date, and let's see. On exam, we found him. His blood pressure is no. He weighs 233 pounds, which is down 43 pounds. He's lost 43 pounds on Monjora. He's trying to exercise and keep up with his metabolic rate. 98 temperature, 97.02, SAT 17, 88, 119 over 76. Heart positive, home positive, two lungs, few bronchi, abdomen soft, mixture of JVD, skin shows, and forearm mucosa with anlesion, neurological, non-focal. Number one, hypertension, much improved. We'll see how patient does on a lower dose of irbesartan 150. We'll check blood pressure, call me in a week. He knows that if the blood pressure goes over 145 systolic and 85 diastolic, to go back on the 300 irbesartan. Next number, diabetes. Last hemoglobin A1C, 5.7. Next number, recheck A1C today. Next one is hyperlipidemia. He's off the Zocor at this time, and we'll check cholesterol at that time. Next number, he does have a few small, tiny gallstones in his gallbladder, most likely related to significant weight loss and possible GLP-1, he has no symptoms. Next number is diabetes resolved. Next number is blood sugar stable. Next number, eye exam is up to date. Next number is Cologuard order. Next number is RVH. Next number, not interested in his sleep apnea study any longer. He says he's sleeping just fine. Next number, history of LVH with hypertension. No significant change. Next number is fatty liver, much improved. Next number is check renal function. Next number, the mild mitral and tricuspid regurgitation have not changed any. Next number, reevaluate in 3 months. Next number, we talked about diet and exercise along with the Monjora to keep him from gaining weight when he comes off the medication. Next number, today's medication that was given to him included the irbesartan at 300, but he will try to titrate down, as was mentioned. Hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams a day, Monjora 15 milligrams sub-Q weekly. And findings discussed with patient at length before leaving my office. Did I say past surgical history is only hernia surgery? Just make sure you put that in there. Thank you so much. Bye.